And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 28th of March, 2017. It's the birthday of Mario Vargas Llosa, born in Arequipa in southern Peru, 1936, went to a military academy in Lima, which he hated, and which inspired his first novel, The Time of the Hero. He ran for the presidency of Peru in 1990 against Alberto Fujimori. He lost. Llosa subsequently renounced politics. He said literature and politics are mutually exclusive. A writer is someone who works alone, who needs total independence. A politician is someone who is totally dependent, who has to make all kinds of concessions, the very thing a writer can't do. It's the birthday of Nelson Algren in Detroit, 1909, grew up in Chicago's immigrant neighborhoods. He was caught stealing a typewriter, spent 5 months in jail for that. And ever after, his stories were about the down-and-out, the loser, and the reject. A Walk on the Wild Side, 1956, the world of pimps and prostitutes in New Orleans, in which Algren says, "Never play cards with a man called Doc, never eat at a place called Mom's, never sleep with a woman whose troubles are worse than your own." Nelson Algren wrote, "When we get more houses than we can live in, more cars than we can ride in, more food than we can eat ourselves, the only way of getting richer is by cutting off those who don't have enough." Nelson Algren said, "A certain ruthlessness and a sense of alienation from society is as essential to creative writing as it is to armed robbery." It's the birthday of St. Teresa of Avila, born in Gotorendura, Spain, 1515, grew up wealthy, social. Her father sent her off to a convent school where she decided to become a nun. Went on to form the Carmelite order, which emphasized poverty and simplicity, and wrote several books, including The Way of Perfection. And it's the birthday of the novelist Lauren Weisberger, born Scranton, 1977, got a job as assistant to the editor of Vogue magazine, and then wrote a book based on her experience, The Devil Wears Prada. It spent 6 months on the New York Times bestseller list when it came out in 2003. Here's a poem for today by Elizabeth Thomas, "Lies My Mother Told Me." If you keep eating raw spaghetti, you'll get pinworms. Then I'll have to make a necklace of garlic for you to wear each night while you sleep until they go away. If you're mean to your younger brother, I'll know because I have a special eye that spies on you when I'm not home. You cannot hide from it, so don't try. If you touch your down there any time other than when using the toilet, your hand will turn green and fall off. If you keep crossing your eyes, they will stay that way until the wind changes direction. It is bad luck to kill a moth. Moths are the souls of our ancestors, and it just might be Papa paying a visit. If you kiss a boy on the mouth, your lips will stick together and he'll use the opportunity to suck out your brains. If you ever lie to me, God will know and rat you out. And sometimes God exaggerates. Trust me, you don't want that to happen." A poem by Elizabeth Thomas, "Lies My Mother Told Me," from her collection From the Front of the Classroom, published by Antrim House, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, committed to offering a streamlined shopping experience where home and auto can be bundled together. Now that's Progressive. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.